Our guest at the cafe this morning is Pud Kearns with House Warmers of Greenville. Pud, good morning.
Good morning.
And just a few days ago, we talked extensively about Bras for the Cause, which is a virtual event this year. And Pud, just real quickly, just to remind people, you've got a lot going on Thursday evening, October 8th, on Facebook, and it's several different events going on between 7 and 9 p.m.
We do. We are crazy enough to do not one, but three parallel events from between 7 and 9 p.m. on three different Facebook pages, so that people, if they get bored, they can go to the next one. And they're going to be on the Bras for the Cause Facebook page, where we'll have a slideshow of, and entertainment and things about all of the bras. Land and Winery Facebook page will feature a talk show. And then the Friendly News Facebook page will feature live music.
So all of that going on between 7 and 9 and 8:30 p.m. You have you announce the winners.
And we'll announce all the winners, and then we'll deliver the Brobby Awards the next day to all of our winners. And we'll do all three pages will broadcast the award ceremony.
Okay, so again, that's Thursday night, October 8th, from 7 to 9 p.m. So coming up Saturday, October 10th, CASA is, of course, the court-appointed special advocates for Hunt County, and they oversee the children who are in foster care as they are involved in the court system. And like all other nonprofit organizations, you know, they've been hit hard by everything that has happened this year. So there's an event Saturday, October 10th, a real interesting event raising funds for CASA.
Yes. One of their volunteers owns a... they call it an aesthetic salon, which does a lot of, you know, the facial and brow type, eyebrow type things, and waxing and all of those services. And so on Saturday, October 10th, every appointment they have that day, 35% of the proceeds will go to CASA. It's just, you know, the idea of just trying to help out a little bit.
So,
clean up from all of your time you've been hibernating at home.
Okay.
And let it benefit CASA at the same time, which is such a wonderful organization.
Right. So, you go and have your facial done and all kinds of beauty-oriented things done that day.
And you can, if you go to the CASA for Hunt County Facebook page, the information on how to sign up for appointments is there.
And that is Saturday, October 10th, Bloom for CASA.
Yes.
Okay, good. We're talking with Pud Kearns with House Warmers of Greenville. This got my attention, Pud, and this is moving on further into the month of October at the Farmers Market. And by the way, I don't get to go there very often because I'm usually in Dallas on Saturday, but Tricia and I went there last Saturday, and that is a well-attended thing. That's well-established now, I would say, the Farmers Market Saturday morning on Lee Street. But on Saturday, October 17th, a fiddling fair, and they're going to have a great lineup of old-time fiddlers.
Yes, and you know, so a lot of Western swing. You know, unfortunately, they had to cancel the Bob Wills Fiddle Festival this year, and so some of the organizers got creative and said, "Well, what can we do in the way of an outside event?" So on that Saturday, you can take your lawn chair down. You can start in the morning at the farmers market, and just as the farmers market is wrapping up, then the fiddle festival will start, and there's going to be, as you said, an amazing lineup.
Well,
they've got everything from the Western Flyers to Jason Roberts with Tia Gones, and Jason is the one that was handpicked by Carolyn Wills to take over Bob Wills Texas Playboy.
Oh, wow. Well, that says a lot. But I'll tell you, another name jumped out at me to the point that I went and looked it up. The Byron Berlin Band, and I think I'm pronouncing that last name correctly. Byron Berlin is a legendary fiddler.
Yeah,
and I thought, okay, is he still alive? Is this a band that is just carrying on his name? He is still alive, and looking at their Facebook page, I think that's him playing in the band. And so, I mean, this is one of the major all-time fiddling greats, Byron Berlin, who would be there as a part of this event at the Farmers Market in downtown Greenville Saturday, October 17th.
So. And, you know, it's just going to be in the afternoon. It'll be from about 11:30 until about 5:00. And they just say, you know, they'll have their Aegis Pie will be open with longer hours.
Good.
You can go to the farmer's market and grab some of the things they've got there and just enjoy the day.
Yeah, that's that'll be a great event.
I'm excited about it.
We're almost out of time. You have, and we'll share the link to your excellent newsletter here, but you have some information about the W. Walworth Harrison Public Library. Of course, they are open with limited public access and so forth. But you mentioned in here some of the services that they offer that I think a lot of people probably don't realize. The genealogy department,
for one thing. Oh, and it's a good one.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's been there for many, many years, and many of the old Hunt County records are there and available for research. And but then in addition, through online resources, they have got links where you can study for your driver's exam. You can also get tests for any number of other exams, everything from, you know, and these are not the actual exams, other than they're practice exams.
Pud, so as usual, lots going on, especially in the fall, so and good luck with Bras for the Cause Thursday
night. Thank you. You know, and it's nice to see that a lot of people have figured out a way to get creative during the pandemic and still manage to host some of the events that we all love.
Yeah, and by the way, the Bras for the Cause voting will go up until Thursday night, October 8th.
Yes, right. But if you miss the voting, the donation portal will be open after that.
Okay, very good. Pud, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the phone line again.
Thank you.
Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.